The videos of John Cantley aren't the first time a captive has been used to deliver propaganda to the American public. In January 1968, the USS Pueblo, a Navy spy ship, was on a mission to locate military radar stations along the coast of North Korea when it was fired upon and captured by North Korean forces. One crew member was killed, and the remaining 82, led by Commander Lloyd Bucher, were taken hostage. Jack Cheevers wrote a book about the Pueblo incident called Act of War and described what happened to the captive crew.
They were interrogated, tortured, subjected to very intense pressures for 11 months. They were forced to sign false confessions saying that the ship had intruded into North Korean territorial waters, which was not the case. They were forced to take part in staged press conferences where they repeated all the propaganda messages that the North Koreans wanted them to repeat.
Well, here's what it sounded like in 1968.
We, the officers, crew, and civilian oceanographers of the USS Pueblo, are writing you jointly to explain the facts and those points we consider pertinent to our capture. Specifically, that we intruded into the territorial waters of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and committed hostile acts, and sincerely apologizes for these acts and gives assurance that they will not be repeated.
You know, I think I was only a sixth or seventh grader at the time, but I vividly remember being horrified at what I knew to be the torture and coercion that led Commander Bucher to make these statements. But I was also kind of relieved because I understood that the adult world could see right through the charade. Did I have it right?
I think you had it exactly right. The North Koreans, especially during the early days of the crisis, basically forced Bucher and other crew members to mouth their propaganda as written by the North Koreans. And they weren't very particularly good at writing English. The syntax and grammar were mangled. Let me just pick out one sentence from his very first confession. It says, "The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency promised me that if this task would be done successfully," he's referring to the spy mission, "a lot of dollars would be offered to the whole crew members of my ship, and I particularly myself would be honored."
It sounds kind of like the mistranslated Japanese T-shirts that find their way on the internet.
Right.
Well, as if it weren't already obvious, the captives found ways to signal to the American public that underneath this was coercion.
Absolutely. My favorite bit of resistance on the part of the Americans was when they flipped off the North Koreans whenever a camera was pointed in their direction. The Koreans would ask, "Well, what does this gesture mean?" And the Americans would say, "Oh, that's just the Hawaiian good luck symbol." To give the story credibility, the men would flip each other off at mealtimes and when they were doing calisthenics and give a big smile, and the North Koreans didn't catch on for months. There's a group picture of them taken one day where three or four of the men are actually flipping the bird. And the picture ran on the front page of a number of American newspapers. Unfortunately, Time magazine explained in the photo caption exactly what this gesture meant, and the entire crew was beaten on and off for a period of a week.
1968 was a tough year for the American public, loss of innocence-wise. It would see the Tet Offensive later in January, two assassinations, Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. But it all began with the spectacle of an American naval officer confessing crimes on television. How did the public react to those images?
This was a new experience for the American public. The first televised hostage drama, if you will. A lot of people favored the use of military force, and the government actually had some contingency plans for using nuclear weapons if war broke out on the Korean Peninsula. But a lot of people were very wary about seeing the Pueblo incident erupt into a second war in Asia. This was during the height of the Vietnam War, and the last thing a lot of people wanted was to see another war break out in Korea. So there was a lot of pressure on President Johnson to resolve the crisis peacefully.
The video that we're seeing now of British journalist John Cantley under threat of being beheaded, is a kind of bravura performance. He sounds earnest. The language sounds like his. I wonder if there's a difference how the public will process that sort of thing with how it understood the Pueblo propaganda.
The Cantley video is certainly a masterpiece of propaganda, but I think the North Koreans got their money's worth out of the Pueblo crew as well. And their message was that the United States had sent a spy ship into their waters. This was a prelude to a very vicious and aggressive effort by the United States to launch another war against them. And the United States had to apologize for doing that and promised never to do it again in order to get its crewmen back. And in fact, the United States did sign a form of apology after it had tried every other negotiating gambit to get the crew back.
I understand that it turned out to be a propaganda bonanza for the North Koreans. But as to the confessions themselves, when they are so clearly done under threat of torture or worse, what is the point? If nobody believes that the confessions are genuine, why does any captor bother with the exercise to begin with?
One goal of the North Koreans was simply to humiliate the United States. And if North Korea could broadcast films and photographs of the Americans confessing, that would carry a message into not only the socialist nations of the day, but the Third World as well. The other thing is the psychological impact on the American public. The men were forced to write letters home to their relatives, for instance. They would say things like, please get in touch with your local congressman, please get in touch with the President of the United States. Even though it's transparently coerced propaganda, it still does have a political impact.
To this day, the Pueblo is the tourist attraction in Pyongyang.
Right. And the North Koreans have this ship tied up behind their brand new Fatherland Liberation War Museum. When you go aboard, one of the first things you see is Commander Bucher reading this false confession.
Jack, I thank you.
My pleasure, Bob.
Jack Cheevers is the author of Act of War, Lyndon Johnson, North Korea, and the Capture of the Spy Ship Pueblo.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.